Rock 107 WIRX, good morning. Hope your Tuesday is going swimmingly. 7-Eleven. Today we got some rain, got clouds, fog this morning. Be careful driving this morning. It is pretty froggy out there. High of 70 today. Tonight, cloudy, more rain possible. Low of 53. Right now, it's about 58.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Well, Oreo has rolled out dozens of new flavors over the past few years, but they've just taken it to a whole new level. The newest Oreo flavor is a mystery. Oh. Intriguing. They come up, they came in a white package, and the cookies are the traditional chocolate Oreo cookies, but they're not telling you what the cream is. If you guess it right, though, you could have a shot at winning $50,000. And five other people who guess it right will win $10,000. You have until the end of November to submit your guesses to Oreo's website. So what could it be? Well, according to people at Food and Wine who've tried them, they describe it as either Fruity Pebbles or a more generic cereal milk. So there you go. Good news is if you win the $50,000, you'll be able to treat your diabetes that you get from eating Oreos and trying to figure out the mystery flavor. If you're a fan of Natty Light, who isn't? It's a great cheap beer. And you want to share your passion for the beer, you're in luck because Natty Light is now in the fashion business. Seriously, I'm not making this up. For $78, you can rock a Natty Light nylon jacket, or for $64, slip into a formal suit jacket. Keep it classy. They're also selling leggings for $28, polo shirts for $40, and onesies for $78, allowing you to wear your Natty Light gear from morning till night. I think they're overshooting their audience, okay? I buy Natty, like, when I go on a float trip or it's just a party where we're getting smashed and we don't want to spend a lot of money because, I don't know if you know this or not, you can get it like a case of Natty Light for like $5. It's ridiculously cheap. So I don't think I'm going to buy a $80 jacket when I can get a case of beer for like $10. I'm just saying they should have maybe dropped the price a little bit on this fancy wear. Okay. Remember who you're pitching to. Lastly, O.J. Simpson is out of prison. That's right. The juice is loose. And he's looking for some companionship. He's been locked up for a while. Needs to, you know, clean out the pipes, if you will. Apparently, he's reached out to the Bunny Ranch brothel in Nevada and asked for a prostitute. I'm not joking. A prostitute that looks like Nicole Brown. That's right. His murdered ex-wife. According to Bunny Ranch owner Dennis Hoff, one of OJ's buddies will visit the legal brothel to handpick a woman likely to meet the juice's criteria, namely tall, blonde, Caucasian. Hoff added, then we're all going to get together, hang out and party a little bit and have some fun with some gorgeous company. The Bunny Ranch and the Bunny Ranch girls are anxious for OJ's visit. Here's the thing, Dennis. I don't think your girls are anxious in the way that you're anxious. They're anxious and because OJ Simpson accused of murdering women, a woman that looks a lot like them is coming to visit. That's allegedly murdered. Not proven. So that's probably why the girls are anxious. There's going to be a lot of nervous laughter when OJ is there. I guarantee it. Hey, that's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?